Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure to be here with you. I'm so excited about being able to do what I do and to think that some of the things that we do here is helping you with your small business. That's what I live for. Professionally speaking, that's my singular goal in life, is to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, and we try to do that here. Okay. Let me tell you what's going on. Joan Pride, as you know, is usually with us here every week. Sometimes she's not, because she has other things going on that she can't make it. But today she was going to be here, and I promise you that. I told you that earlier in the segment. Well, Joan Pride is going through something right now that I've gone through, and that many of you are going through, and that we all will go through. And she's dealing with an aging parent. Her mother is in her late 80s. She is not well right now. And so Joan, I've just found out that Joan is dealing with that issue right now. And her mom is struggling, and her name is Mary. Her mother's name is Mary Pride, P-R-Y-D-E. And so I know that many of you out there are like me, and you like to know about these things, and you've got room on your prayer list for somebody. If you want to light a candle for Mary and for Joan, and say a little prayer for them, as I will do, because you know how much we think about Joan. You know what an important part she is on this show. And so anyway, I just wanted to bring that up to you and offer up that prayer opportunity, that thought opportunity. Just lift up a good thought for that family. And you and I are going to continue to march. We're going to continue to talk about what Joan and I were going to talk about. But before that, I want to stop for a moment and talk about the things that I mentioned a minute ago about dealing with our parents. And you know, my father died almost 4 years ago, and I dealt with him. I took care of him for the last almost a year and a half, and was very much involved in the end of his life. And a lot of decisions have to be made. And those are some of the things that Joan's going through right now. A lot of decisions have to be made. And it can be a very frustrating time. It can be a very heart-wrenching time, a very anguishing time. And sometimes sometimes the family contributes to those decisions, and sometimes the family does not contribute. Sometimes there are issues, right, with the families. And I know, I see some of you nodding your heads out there right now. I know that you know what I'm talking about. But one of the things that I learned, and maybe this will make sense, maybe this will help, and that I passed on to some of my friends who are going through this now, as I did a few years ago, is you're going to have to make a lot of decisions. You're going to have to make decisions you never thought you were going to have to make. The roles obviously are being reversed, right? The person who once cared for you for every single aspect of your life, every single aspect, your cleanliness, your hygiene, your food, your access to air, basically, and your comfort and your safety. The people who once did that for you, you're going to have to do that now for them. You know, I remember when I was dealing with my dad and taking care of him, he was a little bit embarrassed about all that. You know, he's a guy. He's a tough guy, World War II veteran, you know, one of the guys who helped save the world, a railroad man, worked in a steel mill, tough guy, right? You know, he didn't like the fact that we were having to, you know, to look after him like that. And you know what? I looked at him and I said, "Dad, you did this for me. Now I'm doing it for you, and there's not anything you can do about it. So just relax and enjoy it." But it's tough. It's tough on the parents when you have to do that. It's tough. They don't want to lose their independence, and that's another dynamic that's really makes it really tough. But here's the thing that I learned that I'd like to offer you right now. Those of you who are going through this right now, those of you who are going to go through it, and this is, you know, I don't have any great clinical insights. This is just my experience with this. With all the decisions that you're going to be making, do the best that you can. Gather as much information as you can. When it comes to the point where we're at the end of life, when your mother, your father, your loved one is at the end of life, there are no wrong decisions. The decision you make is the right decision, because it'll be the one that you're going to make with the information that you have. And some decisions that you make are going to compound other decisions. Some decisions you're going to make are going to create other problems. You're going to make a decision to solve a problem, and it's going to create two or three little problems. It's just the way that it is. There's not anything anybody can do about it. And I think when I realized that, it took a little burden off of me. It took some anguish off of me. It took some worry off of me. You always worry whether you're going to make the right decision or not. You always worry about whether are we taking the right steps in his treatment or her treatment? Should we be at this place or that place? Should they stay home? What should we do? The decisions you're going to make, you got to make them. Make them with the information that you have, with all the things you can collect, within the time that you have to collect it, and make the decision. And whatever you do, even if it doesn't turn out as well as you hoped, your decision will not have been a wrong decision. All the decisions you make, if you do your best with the information you have, will be the right decisions for the time. You just make them and you move on to the next decision and do the best that you can. It's a tough time, and I still, it's been almost 4 years, and I still think about that year or so with my own dad. I still think about that so much, and the main thing is just let them know that you love them. Let them know that you're caring for them, that it's your pleasure to do it. Let them know that let them know that you're doing it because you love them and that you're doing the best you can. And remember this, there are no wrong decisions. At that point in time, there are no wrong decisions. You just have to make the decisions. And if they don't work out so well, then make the next decision and move on. Okay, that's it on that subject. When we come back after these messages, I'm going to talk about the commodity bubble. Is there a commodity bubble? Yes, I think so. So does Kiplinger. We'll do that right after these messages. 20 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.